Well, gold.
Hey, Mike, this is Eric with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Good, Eric. What's up?
Just checking in with you. It's been a while since I reached out here. Have you been able to sell the Vivid Pink pair?
It's still available. I'd like to sell it.
Yeah, I spoke to someone, but they said that's a bit out of their budget. Someone in Illinois, yeah. He collects larger diamonds, but yeah, that may be a
That's not a cheap stone, technically, but I mean, my cost on that thing, I think I had it almost 4 years ago, and my cost was $90 million.
And now it's going for the $80 million, right?
Well, no, right now, they were retailing it between $110 to $115 million, and my cost was $90 million, so there's plenty of room there, but I just never got anybody to move on it. I heard it sold, and I didn't hear about it at all for maybe a year and a half or so. And it just kind of was offered to me again maybe 2 to 3 months ago, a couple months ago. And first they said it's $70 million. I'm thinking, $20 million cheaper than my cost? It just didn't seem right. And it turned out when we got further into it, it wasn't. And you know, my actual cost on that stone, if I were to buy it outright, is $86 million. So it's $4 million cheaper than before, but not 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I've been putting it out at like 87, 88, 87, 5, 88 million, somewhere near. And, you know, it could be ad for that and purchase and got a GI shirt and everything.
Yeah. I spoke to another person about it in Texas, and he was telling me how rare that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's extreme? Vivid pink? The only other color, vivid red is extremely expensive. I had a 505 available, vivid red, a kind of radiant cut, and it was clean, vivid red. And the largest vivid red known to exist, I believe, is 5.5 carats.
Wow.
And this was a 5.05, so it was, it's $55 million, so it was an asking price, $55 million. And I think it sold. I had access to it, and we had a couple people interested, but they weren't putting up LOIs or anything to move forward. And I was kind of frustrated because I knew I could sell that stone. It's just that rare in the vivid red. But anyway, long story short, after about a week and a half or so, they, I think, took it down to Vegas and showed it to some other people, and the people just paid them the $55 million on the spot, and it's over.
Wow.
And then a few days later, I get a call from a guy I mentioned it to, and he said, "Well, I would go 57 on it." And I said, "It's already gone. You know, that guy's not going to flip a stone like that for a couple million bucks. That's not even close." And so, anyway, it got sold.
Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it sold to someone in the States or overseas?
I'm not sure who the actual buyer was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't ask those kind of questions normally, and I just knew that it was sold, and I think it sold for the 55. I mean, as soon as they took it to wherever they were going, the stone sold. I think I was the first one that found out about it, or one of the first few, and I had a shot at it, and I know I could sell it, but needed to get a buyer that would put something up, you know, some kind of response, and they just weren't doing it, so I just, they killed themselves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the other guy was a day late and a dollar short.
Yeah. If he was going to go 57, I had it, I was going to sell it at 55, and I think our cost was 50, so there's, plenty of room in there, too. But just, it's all about timing, a lot of it.
Yeah. But the pear is the most rare stone that you've came across?
Well, as far as rarity, I would say the vivid red.
The vivid red?
Red. But as far as just everything overall, as far as size, and I think the clarity is a BVS1, very one grade under flawless, and GI serotonin, but it's fancy vivid pink. It's a substantial stone. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'll keep looking around.
Please do. I'd love to sell it.
There's another company I had in mind. I can take a look at them, but the person in Illinois, he said it was a bit out of his budget, but he was very interested in hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in Texas, he didn't really entertain it, but he was interested as well. He thought it was fascinating how rare it was.
Yeah. Well, it is to be that size, like 45.56 carats. It's about the size of your thumb. I got a kind of a short video on it. I don't know if I had that when I talked to you before, but I got kind of a short video that someone just is holding it in their hand and in the fingertips and kind of gives you an idea of the size of the stone.
Oh, yeah, you sent the video. I've seen it. It's beautiful. It is pretty large, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely large. I'll keep looking around. Again, I have another place in mind that collects rare diamonds, and they use them for photo shoots with celebrities and things like that. I believe it's in New York. I'll look into that for you, and I'll see what they say.
Again, you know, we want to make something on it, too, so just make sure. You know, some people want to put $10 million on it, which isn't, you know, it's not realistic. It's worth that, but like I say, I've been asking probably 87 to 88, somewhere in there, still give or take.
Okay. And it's there in the shop. If someone is interested, what would the process
be? No, I'd have to have it shipped in, probably Malka Med. Yeah, they would ship it to a Malka Med location that has a viewing room. And usually one on a stone like that, probably $100,000 to $150,000 up front to bring it in. And Malka Met keeps that money. Or, you know, it goes to them as a kind of a, not a down payment, but if the people buy the stone, it's considered a down payment. And if they don't buy the stone, then the shipping both ways is pulled out of that money that they put up front.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah. That was a standard procedure, yeah.
Security for, yeah, that, oof. Wow. So, yeah, I'll check in with the place in New York. I'll see if they'll entertain it for you. Give them a call.
Do you ever do anything with the historical collectibles, the gold eagles or anything? Historical assets?
We have another partner site called MDJ. We sell estate and period pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It's run by a guy named Dominic. That's our sister company.
Mm-hmm.
Much. Have you ever heard of MDJ?
Not formally. I mean, I might have heard of him in passing, but not in any depth.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, that's our...
Keep in the back of your mind, I'm directed to what it's called the gatekeeper. They hired him to take the first call, the seller that has the eagles. Now I've got two Imperial Gold Eagles available in Miami. And they're the 1.33 meter size, about 4.5 feet tall.
Wow!
And they're pure gold. It's just a big gold eagle with it's got 753 diamonds in the head, kind of make it look like a bald eagle. And they're either holding a large emerald or a large sapphire. The sapphire is pretty rare, but I have one of each available. And they're in Miami right now. They've been there for I think 70 years.
70 years.
Oh yeah. You know, the guy that owned it originally, he was one of the first people that started the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, here in the States, which is still going on. And he had them for like 70-some years, and he passed away, I hear, a couple of years ago. Well, his 80-year-old wife is technically owner of them now. But they're working through a lady that works for the Treasury, I believe, and she's got full authority over those eagles, you know, to sell them and negotiate a price up and down and... get them registered. I mean, everything, if you would do it all. And it's those things are dated 1180 BC, and they're $35 billion each, plus 5% commission.
A billion each?
35 B.
35, wow.
Now, $35 billion, which is actually, when I put that out for sale on some of the chat groups, that people are buying the gold historical assets, I had one guy that texted me, and he said that he's got a buyer. It's part of the redemption program. And if you've ever heard of that, but you know they've got supposed to use some kind of funding, that digital currency, the QFC, quantum financial something, and that's not been established yet. But it's supposed to replace money all over the world. And there's, I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars getting put out, but I don't know of any deal that's closed in 25 years. And someone called, they had somebody who was using the redemption program, and they said they're interested in, and they'll buy that each eagle between $3 to $5 trillion.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, I don't even want to talk to these people, you know.
Wow.
But it's just so far out of line. But those figures are out there, and they give you like 1% down. And they have a payment program, but the money that's been given out so far to people have not been able to be used. It's not a usable currency. And so it's just, that's been on for 25 years or more. I know people have been in the industry that long, and they've never seen one deal close in 25 years. And there's golden guns, golden Bibles, golden camels, golden eagles, golden everything. Most of Solomon. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But
wow.
Yeah, you see a lot of the golden guns in the, you know, 5 to 10 million range and up. But it's just the same. But the same eagles, the lady, you know, one guy said 3 to 5 trillion, and she's she wants, you know, she's 80 years old. She basically put them at $35 billion apiece, which is still a lot of money, but compared to some other stuff, it's not. So anyway, just those are available.
So when someone, you said someone texted you and said they possibly have a buyer for the Eagles, is that someone that worked for you, or is that?
No. I just got it on a, you know, I run stuff, and I run sometimes in chat groups that cover the whole world, and someone, I think, did a response on one of the chat things. And I mentioned I had two available in Miami. And he said something like, well, I've got a buyer, and he's looking to spend $3 to $5 trillion. I'm just, I don't even know if I answered the guy back. It's just so ridiculous. And I know the currency they're using that has not been authorized yet. Not even
gotcha.
Close. It's been going to be for the last 20 years. It's just a total waste of time, basically.
Wow. So those people would be expecting a commission?
I don't know. If someone's spending $3 to $5 trillion, there'll be a commission available for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Because, I know I can buy them at 35B. That's what they're asking. I don't know if there's much room there or not, but that's what they're asking for them.
Oh, that's interesting. I kind of want to see them. I'm going to look them up. And you said they're in Florida right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Imperial Gold Eagles with diamonds in the head.
Yeah, they got them. They're Imperial Gold Eagles historical assets.
Yeah, look into that. It sounds interesting. I'd love to see it. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll let you know. I'll check the place in New York for you.
Yeah, do that, and I probably, you know, two things. I'm sure I mentioned to everybody, but I've got my business for sale here in Portland, the jewelry store. If you find anybody, I've been in business 39 years. We do a lot of volume, and I'm not even a technical person, so I've never got on online advertising or anything like that at all. If someone were to do that, just buy the business and put it online, do all the social media and everything, you could literally quadruple the volume in 30 days of this place.
Wow.
But I'm just not technically oriented. I don't even want to get involved in it, you know. But that's available because I've never done that. But still, we do hundreds of thousands a month in sales, all 300,000 to 400,000, give or take. And
okay.
I mean, we do good deals, and the business comes in, but it's a profitable business. I've just been doing it 39 years. So. And then I have land in Idaho, on the south end of Lake Coeur d'Alene, in a town called Harrison, Idaho. And that lake's 25 miles long. It's one of the 5 most beautiful lakes in the world, according to National Geographic. And, on the south end of Lake Coeur d'Alene is a little town called Harrison. And Coeur d'Alene is just 25 miles east of Spokane, Washington, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So that's on the north end of the lake is the city of Coeur d'Alene. Beautiful little town, but it's getting plugged up. On the south end of the lake, 25 miles down, the lake's 25 miles long, a little town called Harrison. And in Harrison, I've got 15 acres right in the middle of town. And it's 4 blocks above the marina, and is owned for 60 lots.
Wow.
So those lots are selling at $60,000 each when they're available. They're going to go pretty quick at 60 grand. And you can get, $3.6 million just developing the land. And I'm going to sell the parcel at 1.75, as it says. So, you know, and if you want, I could, eventually just, I'm on the hard line here, but if you text me an email or, you know, WhatsApp, whatever, an email, I could send you a brochure on the property. And it's got the name listed of the guy that did it, Tom Watson. He's a realtor in Spokane, Washington. But if we don't want to call him, and I explain it, don't call Tom Watson, you know, call whoever sent you the brochure, which would be you, to somebody else, or call me. and because I'm the owner, and we can just talk about the land and make sure you get paid a commission on it, you know, if it sells.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and the other thing I have there in Harrison, Idaho, I've got a 21-acre that's zoned for 1-acre minimums, so and that's going to be just under $2 million, around 1.9. And you get 21 one-acre parcels. So they're both beautiful pieces of land.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful, especially near a lake.
Oh, it is. The lake's one of the five most beautiful lakes in the world, according to National Geographic. I read an article on it. Just happened to have land on the southeast, not on the water, but I'm four blocks from the water. In the city of Harrison, which is on the lake where Harrison is.
Nice.
Yeah, but anyway, give it some thought.
Yeah, definitely going to check around for the Vivid Peak Pier first.
Yeah, that's good.
That's interesting. Well, all right, Mike, great talking to you.
Yeah, you too. I wish I had other news for diamonds. I'm just not getting any calls and not many people walking in on diamonds.
Yeah. We've been getting a lot of people asking for larger diamonds, like between 3 to 5 carats, and seeing a surge in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. They're a whole lot more than lab grown.
yeah, definitely a lot more than lab grown.
I had a lady looking for a 4-carat radiant, more or less, you know, 4 or 5 carat. And I think a natural stone would have run her 35, 40 grand or maybe more. And I found her lab grown, a beautiful, like, you know, VS quality. Couldn't tell the difference between that and a natural diamond, of course. And I think I sold her the stone for $1,900.
Oh, yeah.
And I made $900 on it.
That's nice.
That was a nice sale, but, I mean, it's a lot cheaper than what she would have spent on a natural stone.
Yeah, so people have been saying they've been seeing more lab, of course, because they're easier sales. There's not much going back and forth or, hey, I have to think about this or give me a few days. With the lab, it's just more, yep, I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, big difference in the price.
And a big difference in the price. Especially with the younger couples getting married, they like to say, oh, I'm just going to use extra money to buy a house or get a new house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call. I got to get some stuff done here. But
all right. Sounds good, Mike. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Thanks again. You too. All right.
You too. Bye.